And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekends, or weekend. I guess there hasn't been multiple weekends since we have spoken last. The little one, he's teething like you wouldn't believe. The two teeth are popping through the gums. And, well, he's in bed right now, thankfully. He's been staying up late some of these nights, and it's definitely tough when, you know, the wife has her stuff she wants to do at night, and I got the show to do it. It's tough. Anyways, it's been quite the experience raising this little one. He's 8 months, and the reason why I talk about it is because it's a bit of a preface for tonight's guest. You know, at the end of the day, we could sit here and we could talk about the powers that shouldn't be and how they're trying to kill us all. And don't get me wrong, they're trying to kill us all. We could sit here and talk about the sequester and the Federal Reserve, more importantly, the root of the problem. We could sit here and talk about the geopolitical nightmare on the horizon, whether it's North Korea, Iran, Syria, or all of the above. But at the end of the day, you know, I got to go back to the home. I got to go back to my family. And of course, a big part of that is protecting my family, preparing for whatever might come. It's pretty darn straightforward. There's the micro of issues that we have to deal with, you know, our families, our immediate situations. And then there's the macro of issues, which also deserve our attention, the cabal that is actively coming after you and I, the useless eaters, the goyim, if you will. But we really do need to figure out what the best way to protect our families is, and if you have children, like I do most recently, how do we raise our children to transcend the trap that is our society today, the culture that is so brainwashed filled it's not even funny? And how do you protect them from all the poisons that are everywhere you look? From the second our children are born, they are bombarded with poisons. The guys in the white lab coats, they want to tell you, I guess doctors don't wear white lab coats anymore, but the doctors, they want to tell you, hey, you got to vaccinate your children. You got to subject them to this test, to that test, to this vaccination, to that vaccination. You have to radiate your children. You have to brainwash your children, send them to the government schools. I choose not to do any of the above. We'll be homeschooling. We haven't vaccinated our children, my child. And we don't subject him to unnecessary radiation. Some of the factors you can't avoid. The chemtrails they spray in the sky, whether you agree with that being a legitimate issue or not, the point is that there are certain things out there that we are forced to be exposed to. Environmental factors. Well, anyways, April Bowden will be our guest tonight. She wasn't so lucky. She unfortunately had her son Aiden vaccinated as a baby. And, well, I'll let her tell the story, but Aiden suffers from autism. Now, that's not the end all. People who are autistic are sometimes, a lot of times, beautiful, productive people. But I'll tell you about her woes with her story. Road to Recovery, April Bowden, our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
We live in such a backwards planet. You know, they tell you this is treatment and then they make you sick. They say they're trying to help you prevent certain diseases and they give you diseases. I mean, it's so backwards, it's not even funny. Our guest tonight is April Bowden, and I'm glad to have her on. She has a blog where she talks a little bit about her family situation at aidensrecovery.blogspot.com. She also does a show that we'll hear more about, and she's just awesome. I'm glad to have her. April, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about Aiden, your baby boy.
Well, Aiden's my youngest son. He's 7 years old, and he has a diagnosis of severe autism. He's nonverbal. He's has quite a lot of deficits. He probably... I mean, on some areas, his function level would probably be around the level of a one-year-old. So he's on the severe end of the spectrum. He regressed after receiving childhood vaccinations around 1.5, and he continued to regress after. Well, let me back up. When he was around 13 months old, he got the MMR and the chickenpox vaccine in one day, and he started to regress. He started to show odd behaviors, walking on his toes and not really playing or being interested in other children, kind of isolating himself, doing repetitive behaviors.
Right away?
Pretty much right away. It wasn't obvious to me right away because they sort of kind of were coming, as the days were going by, it would be sort of more subtle things. Like I would notice he wasn't saying certain words anymore. He had started talking a little bit. He was saying, because he was just around 13 months, he was just over a year old, and he was identifying some of his body parts, and he had said mama, dada a few times. And I just started to notice that he wasn't anymore. and he had these bizarre sounds that were coming out of his mouth. I wasn't sure at the time if he was trying to talk. I found out later that's common amongst autistic people, that this sort of vocal stimming, like self-stimulatory behavior. And so he was doing that, and I didn't really know what it was. And so over the course of the weeks and the months, these things started to get worse. I started noticing he was walking on his toes like almost every day. He was having gastrointestinal problems. He was having bloating and diarrhea and trouble sleeping. And during this time, I mean, if you have a kid, you go through the normal allopathic sort of a schedule, you're at the doctor's office every 2 to 3 months. And so I would go to the doctor and I'd say, you know, he's experiencing these things. He's not sleeping. He's not talking as much as he was. And she would kind of just say, well, you know, that could just be normal. He's a boy. He might be developing later. You know, kids develop at different times, et cetera, et cetera. And so, and then they would give him more vaccines. And each time he received another set of shots, he would regress a little bit more. And so over the course of that year, from like 1 to 2, it was a steady regression. And each time we went in for shots, he continued to get worse. Wow. And, yeah.
So at any point did you say, hey, it's the vaccines? Well, obviously you did now, but...
Yeah, I did. I started to ask the doctor about that, and I had heard kind of anecdotal information from other moms and things like that. And if you're in that situation and you don't really know what's going on, as I wasn't, as I didn't know at the time, you're sort of ambushed with tons of information, conflicting information. It's like this disinformation campaign. I mean, I know that now, but at the time, right, I didn't recognize that that's what it was. But you're given a lot of information that's out there is most of it's very pro-vaccine. I mean, all the PubMed and all these things that are regarded as the established, the medical establishment, that are considered to have to carry more weight than, you know, a mom saying, well, I gave my child and, you know, they developed asthma or they had these other problems.
Yeah.
And so, I was conflicted. I didn't really know what to do.
On top of all that, sorry to interrupt, but on top of all that, you got a guy who's supposed to be a doctor, or a gal telling you what to do. So you got that authority saying, hey, you got to do this. And then you got the fear involved. If you don't vaccinate, you're a horrible person. You're a horrible parent. And they give this guilt trip to you that makes it very difficult to decipher what's what.
Yeah, it was very difficult. And that was when I kept asking her about that and if it could be vaccines and if vaccines were safe and if they were a problem. I mean, and it wasn't just her. I had several different pediatricians over the years that I kind of asked about it. I'd say there was about 3 of them. And they each told me that, you know, that it was really, there was nothing to worry about, that vaccines were perfectly safe, that those who claimed that they weren't were actually in it for the money, and things like this. I was given all kinds of information because I also have an older son, and when he was growing up, when he was getting his childhood vaccinations, I was asking these questions initially, and the doctors would sort of say, no, you've got to get this shot. You've got to get the measles shot. If he gets exposed to it, you know, it could be deadly. You have to do this. And they were really pushing it and telling me, you know, don't pay attention to that stuff. That's just those people are, you know, looking to make money. They're lying. They're discredited doctors. Don't listen to that kind of stuff. And so, I listened to the doctors, and my oldest son, he didn't develop any reactions. So when I had my second son, I didn't question as much at first. It wasn't until he started to get sick that I started to question that maybe it was vaccines that was causing his sickness. And I was always told that it wasn't, even though I said, I really feel that it is. And so it wasn't until he was 3 that I really stopped, because at that point he was diagnosed with autism around 2.5, and at that point I was getting him the necessary therapies, and we were starting to use these types of rehabilitation remedies and things like that, and he was starting to get a little bit better, and I felt that he was you know, on the right track. But then when he turned three, we were forced to send him to school because the therapies that we were receiving at home are no longer covered. In the state of California, you have to then relinquish those over to the school district. The school district has to cover those treatments. So I was pushed into sending him to school so that he could get these treatments. And again, you know, it was a lot of fear because I was afraid that if I didn't do that, then he was going to, the progress that we were starting to see was going to stop. So they said, no, you have to vaccinate him again. He's behind on his vaccines. You have to get him caught up before he goes to school. And so I did, and he regressed again. And that's when I said, I don't care if you pull him out of school. It's never going to happen again because you can't keep telling me that this isn't what's causing it when I'm seeing it happen. And that's when I started really kind of not paying attention to them anymore and just started doing my own research and just really trusting that I knew what was going on.
Right. I mean, that's so scary to mm-hmm. see your child regress like that. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. It is.
Every parent's worst nightmare, as they say.
It is. And when he was three, it was really, we started to see very disturbing behaviors emerge because prior to that, he was having, as I said, he was starting to get treatments. He was starting to talk a little bit. He was starting to develop some skills. And once he got that vaccination at the age of three in order to enter school, he started, not only did he start losing that stuff, but he started hitting himself and biting himself, biting other children, becoming violent and aggressive. And so this was really scary because it was something that, you know, at that point, you kind of don't even worry about the progress anymore. You're like, how do I keep him safe? How do I keep other people around him safe? How do I take him to the playground without him, you know, attacking a baby? Things like that. But really, I mean, he was just in a lot of pain. He was hitting his head because he was having inflammation and chronic headaches. And we didn't really, you know, again, I would tell the doctor he was doing these things. And they would just sort of chalk it up to autism. Well, that's autism, you know, these things, you know, tell the therapist, tell the teacher, they'll work it out. Hmm. And it just, I was going, no, he's, you know, we need to test him for allergies. We need to see what's going on with his right. GI system. We need to sort of investigate this. And they kind of would I wouldn't say accommodate me, but sort of placate me, like, okay, fine, we'll test for allergies. Right. But we don't really think that that's going to help. If you do any,
well, we got psychotropic medication for you if you'd like some.
Right, we have that for you if you'd like, but we don't really think it would benefit you to go on a gluten free or organic diet. We don't really think any of that would help.
Food coloring is great for you. who cares about you know, chemical sensitivity? Just dose your house up with all the products you can. And as long as you have Ritalin and what's the other one, Zoloft or whatever, right. It'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just stopped listening at that point because I knew that she was wrong about the vaccines and that they were wrong about that. So we just continued to pursue, you know, trying to treat it holistically with food and just a healthy lifestyle and all that. And eventually those behaviors did they did subside, but I mean, it was a great cost to him because he did lose a lot of skills that he was starting to gain. So, it was very heartbreaking for all of us, but it was also, we had a lot of anxiety because he was so, aggressive right. and he seemed to be in pain. And even, you know, the school would tell me he's banging his head. He looks like he's hurting. The school nurse would tell me this. And I go, I'm telling the doctor, I don't know what to do. You know, I'm doing my best. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, these are the most formative years of his life where he's developing all these crucial skills that he'll take with him. And it's very important. When we come back, I'll ask April how he's doing now, and we'll continue our discussion with April Bonin, our special guest tonight on The Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime.
go to campingsurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. Campingsurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
We were talking off the air about allopathic medicine wanting to torture our children. And yeah, there's some good-meaning people, well-meaning people, rather, amongst, you know, allopathic medicine. But, geez, it's scary. They've really been brainwashed to want to vaccinate our children, which is very dangerous. And if it doesn't cause the problems that Aiden suffered from, then it will cause maybe problems later on down the road, whether it's cancers or you name it. We've been talking about Aiden, who is now 8 years old, 7 years old.
He'll be 8 next month, yeah.
He's going to be 8 next month. Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yes.
And how's he doing now? We talked a little bit about some of the beginning problems, the beginning of the problems, rather. But how has it been since you've realized what was going on and you've been trying to help him get past all this?
He's doing okay. I mean, he's still considered pretty severe because he's, at this point, virtually nonverbal. He doesn't really have any verbal skills, or he has some form of very kind of primitive language and everything. But some of the behaviors I was mentioning that he had when he was three, and the aggressive stuff, the very disturbing stuff, it took probably about a year of us doing sort of dietary things and us just really kind of changing his program and things like that for those types of things to go away. So that's really improved, and he's improved a lot in that regard. And he's much calmer. He's doing a lot better now. He's definitely a healthier kid than he was before. And I think you know, a lot of people ask me about the diet because when parents come up with a diagnosis of autism and, you know, they hear from their doctor that these things don't work or that they don't, it doesn't matter if you change the child's diet or something. I always just sort of use logic and say, well, how do you feel if your body feels good? And how do you feel when your body feels bad? And how well do you do at work if you're sick, for example, you know? So these kids are very sick in general. So getting them healthy is first and foremost. So Aiden's much healthier than he was. And we haven't, you know, done the pharmaceutical thing. We've stuck to just basic dietary interventions and also some homeopathy and these types of things. So he's doing better. He's still, we're still a long ways away from where we want to be, but he's definitely doing better. So
why is it that some children react in this way and others do not?
We think that it has to do with their ability to naturally chelate their bodies. A lot of times, for example, we've seen a lot of bigger numbers of autism in boys than girls. It's about 5 to 1. And one of the theories behind this is that girls have estrogen, which is a natural chelator. So when you have these toxic metals injected into your body, they're naturally, it's easier for them to remove them. And so some people, so boys have testosterone, which actually binds to metals. So when they're injected with these metals, a lot of these things just stick inside and they go swimming around. They don't remove them from their body. So I think that is generally the reason why a lot of these kids are immune compromised at birth, and they are born with certain problems that you know, you may be unaware of, dysfunction in the mitochondrial, which again has to do with your ability to kind of move things through and chelate your body. So what we find with most of our kids is that they have high levels of heavy metals, not just because they're exposed to them more, but because they actually just can't get them out. And so when we're doing these things with the diet and the homeopathy and chelation therapy, that's what we're trying to do, is trying to force it out, because they're just not getting them out themselves. And I think that's probably why some people react this way and others don't.
You're talking about the metals. What are the ingredients in these vaccines? I've heard mercury is one of them, squalene, all sorts of nasty stuff, eh?
Yeah, mercury, squalene, aluminum, there's formaldehyde. There's also different DNA parts of animals, monkey kidneys, aborted fetal tissues. That's a
whole area. Say that again. Aborted fetal tissue?
Yes. The way vaccines are made is that they're cultivated in organic tissues. So they're cultivated in either the tissues of animals, other animals like monkeys or whatever, and or aborted fetal tissues. And so this foreign DNA is then injected into a small child. And we don't really have any idea. There's really no safety awareness or studies on what that is doing. I mean, there's really no safety studies done on the mercury. They've been using that for over 70 years, and they still don't really know what it does. I mean, we know what it does, but there's haven't been any actual studies on it. So nothing legitimate. And there hasn't been any studies on the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. There haven't been any studies on all the entire vaccine schedule and how that I mean, so really, it's quite obvious that there is some sort of attempt to cover up what they're actually doing. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying that as a conspiracy theorist. I'm just saying that's a fact, because I've done the research and I know that there isn't they haven't done any safety studies on these things. It's just impossible that 75 years they've been using ingredient and they don't have the time.
Amazing. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's Theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're talking with April Bowden on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight, and we've been discussing her personal experience with the poisonous vaccines. We were just outlining, if I can speak straight to here tonight, outlining some of the negative ingredients in these vaccines. And we mentioned squalene, mercury, formaldehyde, right? That was one of them.
Yes. Yeah.
And then fetal tissue, aborted fetal tissue at that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, where do they come up with this stuff? Is it, I mean, geez.
You know, I don't know. I heard this interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny a long time ago, and she said that when she became a doctor, she just assumed it was like saline solution or something, and a little bit of the disease, the virus or dead virus in there. And then she came to find out that it had all these things in there, and live viruses and all kinds of weird stuff. And, you know, and they do them. It's just such an unnatural way, too, to try and obtain immunity. I mean, if you get sick, you generally receive it through a natural – it comes through your skin. It comes through your nose. You breathe it in. You come into contact with it that way. So injection is just really abnormal in and of itself, and it wouldn't necessarily even go through your immune system. It would just go into your blood, and these ingredients that I mentioned for mercury and aluminum, for example, can cross what's known as your blood-brain barrier, which can get into your central nervous system, which is supposed to be a sterile environment. And that's where you see a lot of these kids with neurological disorders. And so you wonder why we're seeing such a rise in all these neurological disorders, autism, ADHD, cerebral palsy. It's really not a mystery when you know what they're being injected with.
What is the status of some of these court cases? I know there was one most recently by Jenny McCarthy and company, and it was big news for a while that there is no link to autism with vaccinations. Are there any new developments on any of those court cases?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, the last one that I heard that was a really big success was Hannah Pauling, and that was quite a while ago. And her case was, I mean, she is an autistic child. They declared it as causing autistic-like behavior, which, I mean, it, you know, autistic-like, autism, it's the same thing. But and she got $1 million. I mean, that was the biggest case ever that I know of. But a lot of these cases are... We don't really hear about them because they have silence clauses that where they'll give the family money if they keep quiet about it, and they'll keep quiet about it. And they sealed the in that case, for example, they sealed the documents determining how they came to the conclusion that the vaccines caused her autism. So other families don't get the privilege of being able to read that document and find out what it was that caused it in this child. So that's been sealed. And, you know, and I mean, I have an autistic child. I can tell you it's very expensive. It costs a lot of money. I don't blame parents for saying, I'll take the money, to be honest, because it costs a fortune, and you have to pay for therapies. You have to pay sometimes for lawyers. You have to pay for, you know, all these treatments that homeopathy, if you go that route, it's not going to be covered by your insurance. None of this is covered. And it's really hard to work to, even if you have both parents in the home, to work, both be working full-time jobs. It's almost impossible because right. you're dealing with, you know, a child that has constant needs. So it would be really hard. So I know, I understand why they would do it, but it's really unfortunate for the rest of us because we don't really know. This information has all been locked.
Who's pushing these vaccines? I mean, I know many of the doctors mm-hmm. do it as a matter of protocol or a matter of their own brainwash. But what pharmaceutical cartel is behind this mostly?
It's I would say the big ones are Merck and GlaxoSmithKline. And
GlaxoSmithKline, I can never say that. They're the ones behind the HPV vac, right?
Yes, exactly. And they did some lobbying here in California a couple years ago to get a law passed that 14-year-olds can go in and get vaccinated for HPV without their parents' consent.
I remember that story, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but it's not just here. They'll lobby pretty much anywhere. They did the same in Texas, got that mandated for a while. But, you know, fortunately, they fought it, and that was that was removed from the laws, but it's usually those ones. Those are the big ones I tend to see, Merck and GlaxoSmith, that have the deepest pockets. But I mean, I don't know. They all do. All these pharmaceutical companies, and usually, I mean, all you got to do is follow the money whenever one of these bills come in. Because if they mandate the vaccine, then they are free of financial liability. So once you have a lawsuit, like one of the lawsuits that we were talking about, if Hannah Pauling, for example, she had received $1.5 million, I believe. And so it was much more than that. It was, closer to 10 or something like that. Anyway, this is paid for by the taxpayers because in the 1980s, the pharmaceutical companies were lobbied to remove themselves of liability because at that point, they were being sued so much that it threatened to get rid of the program. They were threatened to lose the vaccination program. So they lobbied to have them actually be removed of any kind of financial liability, that if you have a mandated vaccine, it's mandated, you know, for a child to attend school or for a nurse to work at a hospital, whatever, then they can't sue the pharmaceutical company. So if they sue in the tribunal, the vaccine court, and they get an award, then that comes from the taxpayers.
Right. Well, I have to imagine that there's a lot of money to be made here, and that's part of the reason why they still exist. You know, what does it cost to vaccinate a child? Well, I think at the end of the day, the cost, you know, no amount of money can be, you know, can take the place of the damage it does.
Right.
You know, I think that's a no-brainer. But then we have people like Bill Gates, you know, Bill Gates.
Oh, yes.
And others that are steadfast on not just vaccinating us fortunate ones who get to have the vaccinations, but going into third world countries like India and Africa. Those are both continents pretty much. Well, India's not. But the point is, he goes into these areas, so-called third world countries. And they push these vaccinations. And what has been the result? Well, the result in India is huge numbers of absolute devastating repercussions. I think I saw a study the other day. People are in India are more likely to be crippled than ever before and have all sorts of problems, mostly because of, well, the vaccinations.
Yeah, right. And it's – I know Bill Gates. I was just talking about him today. Really deplorable what's going on with all these people. Because even in Africa, I had come into contact with a woman, and she'd said that you know, the people really don't want these vaccines, and they're actually being having vaccines come to their, or people with vaccines coming to their door. They're actually chasing them down. Even in, I think it was in Mali, the Mali news, they had a group of people that were actually being vaccinated at gunpoint. So it's, you know, it's sort of, it doesn't look like that's what they want in their country. And they probably want maybe some clean water or some help getting some actual organic seeds rather than the GMO seeds that, the Gates Foundation and others are providing. So, you know, the solution to what's going on down there, I don't think is coming from the vaccines. I think they're actually making a lot of these things worse. And the polio, for example, they brag to have eradicated polio or to be close to eradicating polio. Yet they've had all this disease and all this paralysis. But well, it's not polio. It's being caused by something else. Yeah, it's being caused by the vaccine. You know, so
it must have been reading my mind, because I was just going to bring up the polio vaccination, because oftentimes when I bring up a contrary perspective to the mainstream's perspective on vaccinations, they say, well, what about polio? Didn't vaccinations help solve polio? I mean, and then they show them. I had a pediatrician, you know, when we were interviewing different pediatricians to take my son to, you know, part of the process of interviewing them was to make sure they weren't going to force vaccinations on us or called CPS, God forbid, on us, you know, and that kind of thing. Right. Anyways, one of the doctors, an old timer, he says, you know, you definitely need to vaccinate your son. I said, what? I'm sorry. And at that point, I'm ready to leave the office because he just failed the test miserably.
Right.
And then he says, well, and he reaches into his drawer and he pulls out a picture. And I think it's so funny. He's got this picture and, like, you know, he's got a million different examination rooms. And he pulls out this photo from one of his drawers. And it's the photo of you know, the people in the you know, everybody's seen the polio victims with is it incubators or whatever those devices are? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But the point is, he pulls out one of those pictures and he says, I never want to see this happen again. And this guy's in his 80s.
Right.
And I'm just thinking, geez, if we made decisions based on photos, then we really have some problems with our decision-making process and critical thinking. But what's your insights on the polio vaccination? I mean, were we saved from polio from the vaccinations?
No. The polio virus, or what they were calling polio back then, was actually considered a relatively benign disease. It caused paralysis in about 0.01% of the people who came into contact with it, until the introduction of certain pesticides. There was DTT and DDT, and lead arsenic. Once this was introduced into the agricultural system, then people started developing all kinds of symptoms of paralysis, and they were getting very, very sick. And it was blamed on polio. But initially some of the people were actually being treated for toxicity, and then they were chelated and they were treated and they got better. But at some point they decided to change the diagnosis of polio and say that this was all happening because of they were getting the polio virus, and then the vaccine came in and supposedly saved the day. But really, I mean, again, this was a cover up because these pesticides, you can't sue a virus, right? So they had to take these pesticides off the market because they realized that it was causing these problems, and they were, so those got, once they started, stopped using DDT and lead arsenic, then the problem subsided. And I think even, Jonas Salk himself admitted that he didn't think that the polio vaccine actually worked, that he thought that people actually couldn't get polio at one point unless they were vaccinated. So, and then I think later in his life, he even admitted that it caused cancer. So no, polio, the vaccine didn't save us at all.
Interesting.
We're lucky to have survived it, to be honest. Yeah.
Interesting. So what other problems do we see from vaccinations besides autism and cancers and that kind of thing?
I think we're starting to see all these new diseases emerge, like fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome. And these are all vaccine related, I think, or some sort of toxicity, because they have a lot of the same autoimmune problems that we see in our population with autism and kids with ADHD. They have a lot of gastrointestinal issues, and which is where 75% of your immune system resides. So these this chronic sickness, this chronic fatigue, all these things that people, a lot of it is related to these GI issues, allergies. I mean, that's very common now. It used to be, when I was a kid, I mean, I didn't know anybody with an allergy. I mean, and now, I mean, you can't take a peanut into a school. Everybody's really sick. There's a lot of these kinds of things going on. Also, SIDS and shaken baby syndrome, I believe, are vaccine injuries, or actually I know that they are. And so I mean, I don't mean to say I believe, because it's just my opinion. There's data to prove it. SIDS is, which is called sudden infant death syndrome. A lot of times the doctor will say that you can't put your baby on their stomach, or you have to, and they shouldn't be sleeping in your bed, and that these things will actually cause them to die in their sleep. No, it's because most of these cases are when a child has at around 5 or 6 months, they get vaccinated, and then they go home and that's what happens. They get sick and then they die. And shaken baby syndrome, I think as well, there've been several cases where parents have been, called in, and they've had, cases where parents have actually, fathers have gone to jail for shaken baby syndrome. But I mean, if you really hear the story, what it is a child that starts to have seizure or have convulsion, and they'll say, "Did you shake the baby?" And they'll say, "Well, yeah, but they're really just trying to shake him into consciousness, trying to kind of like wake him up." And but then they'll blame it on the parent. So these types of things are really happening more frequently, more and more. All this stuff is up. The infant mortality rate in this country is very high for a first world nation. So a lot of this has to do with the vaccination program.
Interesting. Now, they're really getting desperate here, because I think people are starting to wake up exponentially to the dangers of vaccinations. I wonder, are they going to make it illegal at some point not to vaccinate your children?
I think that's kind of where they're going with it, because as I said, anything that they can mandate and they can force upon you is, they are removed of any kind of liability. So I think that could be where they're going now. It's just basically for a child to attend school. But in some states, like even in California, for example, if you homeschool, that's considered private school. So they can still, if they wanted to, try and actually force you to vaccinate based on that and say, well, technically you are attending school, you're attending private school, and these mandates include private school. It's just things like that. We're seeing things. I interviewed someone a couple years ago, a woman who the school, she was actually homeschooling her daughter. She was on independent study. She was 14. And they were doing this whole whooping cough scare and had the kids coming in and getting, they'd already been vaccinated with this vaccine as babies, but then were giving what's called boosters. Now, it was a whole scam. And they had actually the nurse and members of the school, I think it was the principal, come to people's homes and were standing there with the vaccine at the door saying, we're here to vaccinate your daughter. And, you know, she said, get the F out of here. And she slammed the door on them and, you know, sued them because essentially it was a privacy issue. They had her on the news and everything like that.
I could only imagine them coming to my door. Folks, we'll be back with our final segment tonight. April Bowden, our special guest, will tell you more about how to stay in touch with her on the other side.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
All right, final segment. The show certainly went by fast tonight. We'll be back at it tomorrow night with Mark Passio, our special guest from the Free Your Mind Conference. Free Your Mind Conference.com. I'll be one of the speakers there along with many others. You're not going to want to miss it. FreeYourMindConference.com. Get your tickets now on pre-order while you still can. And I'm really looking forward to it. Oh, okay. April Bowden has been our special guest tonight. And April, I apologize if I pigeonholed you into the vaccination topic. I know you're interested in many different things, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's probably my area of expertise, if I have one. It would be the autism vaccine thing. So I always say I don't claim to be an expert on much, but I do know about that stuff. So,
well, when it hits you in the face like it did, yeah. I mean, geez, you have no choice.
Right, yeah.
Just to finish our thoughts, it's poison, it's crazy, it's a bunch of bureaucracy behind it and money behind it and psychopaths, bottom line.
Yes, it really is. It's unfortunate, you know, it's so many people, are forced into it as we were talking about how, you know, how aggressive the system can be about it and making parents feel terrible or in some cases calling CPS or getting their kids taken away. I mean, this is going on all the time. And it's, for parents who are questioning the vaccination program. So, it's a little scary. I think parents need to know and really, really have you. You're forced to research like I do because you have to be able to talk to these doctors and tell them more, you know, because most of the time we know way more than they do, actually all the time.
I've become a Jehovah's Witness. That's the easy way out.
Right. There you go. Yeah, perfect.
You know, that's what I tell them because my wife, she doesn't, she knows I got a big mouth. I do it 5 days a week on the show. And she wanted me to be tactful when we interviewed these pediatricians.
Mm-hmm.
So I just say, oh, we're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right.
And that seems to work. You know, that works a lot better, giving them a religious reasoning. And I don't want to poo-poo people's spiritual beliefs, but I think it's crazy that somehow that works better than actually saying, no, the science says this. Right. They much rather hear that you believe in the flying spaghetti monster, therefore you don't want to vaccinate.
Right. Yeah, no, they don't want to believe that their religion is false.
It's a religion, you know? Exactly, scientism.
Right. Exactly. They don't want to, their scientism, you know, and because that's what they are believing in, you know, magical immunity somehow that's going to happen through toxic injection. Doesn't make any sense, but that's what they believe in, and so... Yeah, maybe
well,
it makes
it's what
sense.
I believe in, and mm-hmm. that's my belief, right?
Right, yeah.
And they think that, what is that, solecism at its finest. All right, April Bowden has been our guest tonight. April, how can they stay in touch with you?
They can find me on, they can find my blog at Aiden's Recovery at blogspot.com. And my website that I run, my radio show with my very, very good friend, my co-host, Verstine Henry, and I. They can check us out at truthortease.com. They can find me on Facebook. And, I'm everywhere.
Wow, she's everywhere. All right, thanks so much. I'm glad we got to do tonight's show, and we'll have you back on.
All right, thanks.
Take care. All right, folks, that does it for us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Go get your vaccinations, it's because the doctor told you to. For no other reason, right? No, of course I'm joking. Jeez. See ya.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial